Welcome back, everybody. To Yom Yitzhak Daf Chaf Heyam and Beis 25B, and we are on the very bottom of Daf Chaf Heyam and Alf. We're in the middle of a discussion about Osik Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah, trying to figure out the different sources for it. So now comes the Gemara and says, Osik Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah Me'ach Nafka. Do we really learn it out from Shema? Remember, we said B'shiftecha U'velechtecha that it needs to be that you're going on your own way, but if you're doing for a mitzvah, then you're going to be Patur. Is that really true that that's the source? Me'hasam Nafka. But really, we know that it comes from Parshas Ba'aloscha by Pesach Sheni, where it says Detanya, because the pasuk says, the pasuk says that there were these people who were tamei mace, and therefore they were unable to do the regular carbon pesach. So who were these people that had become tamei? No se aron, no shel Yosef hayu. So the first sheet in the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Aglili, says is that these were the people that were taking care of Yosef Hatzadik's remains to go and bring them over the Amsuf and out of Mitzrayim. So this is actually interesting because Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, did that. So these people were helping Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Kiva, says, Mishael Ve'el Tzafan Hayu, that it was Mishael Ve'el Tzafan, who were Aaron's cousins, Shayu Oskim and Nadav and Avihu, that they were dealing with the remains of Nadav and Avihu. They were helping out over there. Tosas actually brings up an interesting point. Tosas asks, but we know that one of the shitos is that Nadav and Avihu were totally burnt to a crisp. So how could it be? So it says that Shema Shildon Haitza Kayem, as Tosas answers that. Maybe the skeleton was still there, and dealing with the skeleton is still going to be an issue of Tumah. This becomes a big medical school, dental school, Shaila, based on this Tosas. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Rabbi Yitzchak says, no, im no se'ar no shel Yosef hayu, kvar yuchon litar. It can't be that these were the people that were dealing with Yosef's bones, because then they could have already become purified from that process. Imishal ve'el tzafan hayu, and same thing with Mishan el tzafan, yuchon hayu litar, they could have become purified at that point already. Elo oskim mace mitzvah hayu. Rather, these were people that were dealing with a mace mitzvah, with an unaccompanied mace, and they were taking care of the shechal shvii shalahem liosper of Pesach, whose seventh day, after becoming tamei through that mace, fell on Erev Pesach. Shenemar v'lo yachlu lasos ha-Pesach b'yomahu, because the pasuk says that they were unable to do Pesach on that day. B'yomahu ein yichol nasos, halamachar yichol nasos, which implies that on that day, meaning Erev Pesach, they were unable to go ahead and do the Karban Pesach, but the next day they would have been able to do, since their Tara would have been completed at that point. But what we see from here is that there's a different source, not the Shema source. It comes from Pesach Sheni of Osek B'mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah. So that answers the Gemara. No, we need both of these sources, because Tzricha, we need both. The Iyash Minan Hasim, because if we only had the source of Pesach Sheni, Mishum Delo Matas Man Chiyuva De Pesach, so we might have said that it was only the case that they were allowed to even do this burial because it wasn't yet the time for Chiyuv of the Pesach. Since there was no Chiyuv of Karban Pesach a week before when they were dealing with this burial, that's the only reason they were allowed to do such a mitzvah. But otherwise, it would be impossible for them to do that mitzvah knowing that they're not going to be able to fulfill their Karban Pesach. But over here, since Zman Kriyishma has already come, Eimalo, so I would say that there is no exemption. Rather, you must interrupt your first mitzvah to go and do Shema because the Zman Kriyishma is already there. It's Tzricha, so that's why we need that. And if we only had the source of Shema, Mishum Deleka Karis, we might think that Osik Mitzvah Padar Min HaMitzvah is fine. You don't have to say Shema because there's no Karis associated with that if you miss Shema. Aval Hasam Dika Karis, but when it comes to the Pesach Sheni, the Karban Pesach, where there is an Isser Karis if you didn't do it, Himalo, I would say that maybe there is no exemption. Tzricha, so we need this. Good. Next, Gufa. So we said Amarabi Ava Bar Zavda Amarav. Avel chayev b'chol ha-mitzvot ha-amuros b'toros. We said that an avel is chayev in all the mitzvot, chutz mi tefillin, except for tefillin shahari nemar behen pe'er, because when it talks about the tefillin, it says glory. It talks about this in Sefer Yecheskel, when talking about that, when Yecheskel's told that his wife is going to die, and he's told about certain nihuge avelos that he's going to have to do, maybe that are different than everybody else. So it says the Gemara, midikam alei rachmanei Yecheskel, because Hashem said to Yecheskel, perecha chavosh alecha, that make sure to wear your glory, meaning wear your tefillin. It's implied that atu demechayevet, that maybe you are going to be chayev, meaning you, Yecheskel, are chayev to wear tefillin in such a situation, of al kuyam apetire, but everyone else who is an avel should not be wearing tefillin. But this only applies by the first day. Now, big discussion again. How do we define the first day? Is it the day of burial? Let's say the day of death is different than the day of burial. Let's say you can put on the tefillin after the burial and it's still the zman. Is that going to be okay? Again, big discussions, not for us right now. So next, it says the Gemara Ram Rabbi Ava Bar Zavda Amarav. Avel chayev besukkah. Avel is chayev in sukkah. Pshita, this is obvious. Why would we think otherwise? So mahu did him, but you might have thought, ho ava amarabi ava bar zavda amarav mitzta'er patur min ha-sukkah. Since we know about this concept of mitzta'er is patur min ha-sukkah, someone who's having some sort of distress is going to be patur from the sukkah. Hanami mitzta'er, we would think that this mourner in Avel is also considered mitzta'er, and therefore he should be patur kamash malan. Then no, he is going to be chayev. Hani mili tzar de memela. So what are we teaching? So what we're learning is that no, when we say mitzta'er is patur min ha-sukkah, that means only if it's a distress inherent in the sukkah. I mean, the sukkah is adding to your problems of al-hacha, but over here, ihu hu dekam etzdar nafshe, it's him who's dwelling on this loss. He's the one who can't focus, nothing to do with the sukkah. He has to go and calm his mind down so that way he can focus on the mitzvah of sukkah and make sure to go ahead and do that. Now, it's important. When we're talking about the mindset of sukkah, it actually plays a big role because of this classic Bach. The Bach talks about how the Torah and others, halacha svarim, they go and bring down that we have to be thinking and have the right kavanos when it comes to sukkah. And the reason is because it says, Laman yedu dorosechem. When the Torah gives us a reason for why we're doing something, so understanding and thinking about that reason becomes part of the mitzvah itself. So it's very important that we're focused on what we're trying to accomplish with the sukkah. I think we've mentioned this before earlier on Daf Yud Aleph when we spoke about what the purpose of the sukkah is for. Good. Next, so a chasam and all of the people of the wedding party, peturim and asukkah kol shavar, are all pater from sukkah all 7 days of this marriage celebration. My time. Because they have to rejoice and they have to celebrate the marriage. So why can't they eat in the sukkah and then just have the party in the sukkah? Also, no, because answers are in simcha el b'chuppah. The only way we can have simcha is with chuppah. Now, big question as to what chuppah actually is. The Gemara talks about what erusin and kedushin are, but it doesn't really talk about what chuppah is. But still, in simcha el b'chuppah, v'lechu b'sukkah v'sukkah v'lechdu b'chuppah. So let them just eat in the sukkah and then go dance and have their whole big party outside of the sukkah. Why do you need to hold the wedding feasts and the ceremony in the same place? In simcha el makom suda. Answers the Gemara that all of the simcha is usually where the food is, and therefore it needs to be in the sukkah. So then let the sukkah be itself be a chuppah. Abaye Amar Abaye gives the answer, Misham Yichud. No, what we're worried about is Yichud, because it's going to cause certain Yichud issues, because if it's all the different people, and the chassan has to go for a minute, and then the wife is left with the friends, whatever it may be, might be an issue of Yichud. Rav Amar, Mishum Tzar Chassam. The issue is because if it's made in the sukkah, it's going to cause distress to the chassan. So my benayah, what's the difference between these answers? We're talking about a situation where the sukkah stands in a very public place. Lamad Amar Mishum Yichud, according to one who says Yichud, Lekka, there's no issue of Yichud because people are all over there. Lamad Amar Mishum Tzar Chassam, but according to one who says that it's the distress of the chassan, Ika, so there, in that situation, there would be Tzar Chassan, and that would be the difference. Next, Amar Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera says, Ana achli b'sukkah. I don't know. During my marriage celebration, I ate in the sukkah, v'chadi b'chuppah, and I rejoiced in the chuppah. V'choshigen d'chadi libay, and how much more so did I rejoice? I was so extra happy to kav dinan tarte, because I was able to do both mitzvahs, the mitzvah of sukkah and the mitzvah of celebrating my marriage. It was amazing. So, I don't know. I think they could both work. You could have a situation where you eat in the sukkah and you celebrate outside the sukkah. This in simcha elba makom achila is not necessarily so true. This is Daf Chaf Hamid Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.